Blue eyes crying in the rain as we kiss good.
Hello everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by Monsanto and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. If you ever questioned whether animal agriculture was under attack, PETA's assault on a 14-year-old boy this week should answer that question. I turned on my television and could hardly believe what I saw. A 14-year-old boy was selected as a student ambassador for a people-to-people trip to Europe, but knew he couldn't go unless he raised some money. The family had 6 kids and couldn't afford it. So to be creative, the father and the boy decided to raise some money to help with the project. First, a neighbor gave the boy a calf, and they decided to raffle the calf. That would raise real money. Well, the winner of the raffle could either take possession of the calf or be given hundreds of pounds of beefsteak and hamburger. And that's when PETA showed up. They fired off an email to the 14-year-old Logan Ward. In part, here's what it said, and I quote, "It just seems a little strange to me that you feel that someone needs to die for you to go on a school trip. There are other ways to fundraise these days that don't involve a dead, chopped-up corpse." And then Whitney Calk, writing for PETA, went on to suggest that in order to raise money, that Logan should host a veggie dog sale hosted by PETA's bikini-clad lettuce ladies, with a link to their website. And it was pure inappropriate porn. Without any question, PETA's attack on the boy was way out of line. Now think about all the 4-H boys and girls that raise calves and baby pigs and feed them, care for them, but then they send them to market. That's what I did, and that's what my kids did. Animal agriculture is a business. We are feeding billions of people. I have friends that are vegetarians, and that's fine. Individuals can make a choice. I happen to like a steak and pork chops, and that's my position. And we don't need a bunch of self-righteous extremists trying to make us conform to their preference. PETA's crusade is not ethical treatment of animals. It is simple. Don't eat meat. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.